The Second Great Awakening. Overview. A new cycle of emotional religious revivalism responded to the Age of Enlightenment and became the chief motivator for social reforms. Enlightenment put strains on Protestant Christianity. Deism, which rejected the Trinity, gained adherence during the Revolutionary era, especially among intellectuals. Thomas Paine's The Age of Reason, 1794, stressed rationalism and humanism. As Calvinism declined in New England, some turned to the new Unitarian or Universalist churches, which stressed God's oneness. Transcendentalism. Some New England intellectuals, influenced by a new Romantic movement, followed a philosophy of transcendentalism. Partly as a result of Oriental religion's influence, mysticism reappeared. The stress on intuition elevated the importance of the individual. Second Great Awakening. Beginning around 1800, it represented an emotional reaction to rationalism, emphasis on reason as the source of knowledge. Revivalist camp meetings, especially in the West, stirred participants' emotions. The fiery New York preacher Charles G. Finney became a promoter of social reform. Methodist Francis Asbury began sending circuit-riding evangelists to remote Western areas. Baptist and Presbyterian denominations also flourished in the excitement of the Great Revival. Many denominations supported foreign missionary work. Women were often among the earliest and most enthusiastic converts. New sects arose. Some resulted from schisms, splits, of existing denominations. Most recognized the Bible as the sole source of authority and interpreted it literally. The Campbellites, later Disciples of Christ, originated in western Pennsylvania. Adventists stressed the imminent second coming of Christ. Later, Seventh-day Adventists observed the Jewish Sabbath. Followers of William Miller, Millerites in New England, mathematically calculated the arrival of the millennium, a date in 1843, then 1844. The burnt-over district of Upper New York State was a particularly fertile producer of new faiths. Beginning with the Fox Sisters from rural Rochester area, spirit rapping and seances to communicate with the dead enjoyed wide popularity.